WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dale Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding that calm within, even when life feels like a whirlwind. You know that feeling, right? When you trip and spill coffee all over yourself on a Monday morning, or your big presentation goes south, and suddenly you're questioning everything. Well, today we're diving deep into the power of something truly magical. Self-compassion. It's not just about being nice to yourself, it's about understanding your own human experience with kindness and acceptance. Think about it, we often treat ourselves way harsher than we'd ever dream of treating a friend. Ever catch yourself thinking, ugh, I'm such an idiot, or I can't believe I messed that up again? Sound familiar? It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. Self-compassion is like having your own personal cheerleader in the corner, reminding you that it's okay to make mistakes, that you're learning and growing, and that you deserve kindness, even when things get tough. So, what are some ways we can actually cultivate the superpower of self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to rock your mental well-being. First, recognize those inner critic voices. We all have them, those pesky little gremlins whispering negativity in our ears. The trick is to become aware of their presence and not take everything they say as gospel truth. Think of it like this: would you talk to a loved one the way your inner critic talks to you? Probably not. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Instead of beating yourself up, try replacing those negative thoughts with kind, encouraging ones. When you catch yourself slipping into self-criticism mode, gently remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes and that it's an opportunity for growth. You wouldn't scold a child for tripping over their own feet, right? Treat yourself with the same understanding and grace. Third, remember your shared humanity. We're all in this together. Everyone struggles, everyone faces challenges, and everyone messes up sometimes. Connecting with that shared human experience can help you feel less alone in your struggles and more accepting of your own imperfections. Fourth, engage in self-care activities that nourish your mind and body. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath to going for a walk in nature to reading a good book. Make time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge. Finally, practice gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can shift your perspective and create a more resilient mindset. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, big or small. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the love of your family and friends. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and things are just piling up. Deadlines are looming, emails are flooding in, and you feel that familial pressure mounting. Suddenly, you realize you've forgotten to eat lunch and you're starting to feel overwhelmed. That inner critic voice starts whispering doubts you can't handle this, it says. You're going to fail. But then, something shifts. You remember the power of self-compassion. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you take a deep breath and remind yourself. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. This is a challenging situation, but I'm capable of handling it one step at a time. And even if things don't go perfectly, I will learn from this experience. You reach for a healthy snack, take a few minutes to stretch your legs, and focus on tackling one task at a time. See the difference? That little shift in mindset can make all the world of difference. So remember, you are not defined by your mistakes or setbacks. You are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, especially from yourself. Now, go out there and treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a dear friend. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of self-compassion today. Until next time, keep finding that calm within. I'm Taylor Reed, and this is the Calm Within, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a more peaceful life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.